in the house this morning. God is good, God is faithful, and most importantly, someone say his mercy endures forever. Amen. I want to welcome everybody to our first service of the new year of the Living Waters Church. We are in transition to possess a new building. We're working on another location, and when the Lord has it ready, then we will update everybody. But for now, we will just be led to where God leads us to go. Amen. But I want to be thankful and grateful for those of you who are there safe, those of you who are out last night. Hope you are safe. For those of us watching online, can you tone me down, Channel 1, Ron, just a moment? My headset, number one. I want to be grateful and thankful for what God is going to do. Someone say what God is doing and God will do. Channel number one, all the way over. Headset number one, all the way over. First one, thank you. God is whooped too much. There you go. Bring me back up. Bring me back up. Keep going up. Keep going up. There you go. Right there's good. You know, someone asked me a question. They said, Pastor Mike, why are you changing the name of the church and why are you going to go in a new direction? It's not really a new direction. It's just that God is, when God does something, guys, it's for a specific reason. It's nothing that was wrong with the old name, or it's just sometimes when God puts something in your spirit, especially for 1/1/23, and I'll explain why it was so important of a new direction for the ministry, is sometimes God will divert your direction. Someone say the mission is still the same, but the direction can be different. Amen? So this morning, as we launch into 1/1/2023, the first day of the new year, I want to kind of jump ahead to the end of the year. It's kind of crazy how God gave me this, because my title has to do with, it's how will you start, but how will you also finish? I want you to think about why that lengthy video was on. I want that video to kind of be a springboard to my message. We always say 1/1/2023 or the new year, I'm going to do this, this, and this. And then halfway through the new year, we start thinking about, well, I didn't do this. And before you know, how many of y'all really knew that 2022 really crept up on us? Like, boom, it's almost like a flickering, wow, where'd it go? And so I want us to focus, starting today, someone say 364 days from today, I want you to make a list, starting today, with your accomplishments, whether it's a job, whether it's a car, whether it's a new house. I want you to check yourself halfway through the year to see where you are completing your goals. Because it's important how you start, but how many of you know it's just as important on how you finish? Okay? And the text is going to explain to us why it's so important on how we finish. Amen? Father, we thank you for this opportunity to share your word. We pray blessings upon this word, and we pray for those that are in the house this morning. And God, we pray for the transition of the Living Waters Church into our new location in North Grand Prairie. We know you're working on that building. We know you're going to work it out in our favor. And God, we also just pray over this word this morning that those are online and those are in the building this morning, that they have an encounter with you, and that this word will give them encouragement as they start the uphill climb for 2023, and that they'll keep rising and keep climbing in you. We pray that it goes on good ground and that you will be the center of all that we do. In Jesus' name, amen. So, if you'll give me the first slide, Ron. There it goes. So, all right, I got it from there. Thank you. So I was looking at a text this morning, or last night actually, and I went back to it this morning. I was up kind of late last night. A lot of people were celebrating New Year's. I was actually studying and getting the word together. I want to focus on the first part of the text this morning. Y'all like our new background? If y'all like the new background, say hey. Mark 11 and 12. Now the next day when they had come out from Bethany, he was hungry. Now watch this. And seeing from afar a fig tree having leaves, he went to see if perhaps he would find something on it. When he came to it, watch this, church. Someone say it was alive, but it wasn't producing. Y'all get that in a minute. He saw that a fig tree had leaves. When he went to see if perhaps he would find something on it, a fig is like a fruit. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. Someone say it was not the season for figs. Someone say it was alive, but not producing. A lot of us can just be existing and going through the motions. That's why I said it's not only how you start, it's how you finish. And so Jesus is hungry. He wants a fig. He wants something to eat. But he went to the tree, and even though it had leaves on it and it was alive, it was not producing, someone say, because it wasn't the season for figs. Someone say, in response, Jesus said to it, read that, Elder Ron. So Jesus said, you're not producing. But Pastor Mike said it wasn't a season for figs. You see, everything has a season, but there's also opportunities and times when God is asking you to produce and you just don't do it because you don't want to. Come on. In response, Jesus said to it, let no one eat fruit from you ever again. And his disciples heard it. Now watch this. So they came to Jerusalem. Then Jesus went into the temple and began to drive out those who had brought and sold in the temple, bought and sold in the temple, and overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. So now Jesus is going to church. Come on, somebody. And he's expecting to be able to praise and worship, but they've turned it into a place of selling goods. And he was upset. And here's what he says. And he would not allow anyone to carry wares through the temple. In other words, they were trying to sell some stuff in the church. Amen? Then he taught, saying that to them, Is it not written? My house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations, but you have made it into a den of thieves. So he's saying, I come to church to worship and magnify him, and you all are selling bread, cookies. Someone asked me one time, Pastor Mike, we should have a bake sale. Y'all. The church was never made to be a place of a store. Come on, somebody. Or a market. Amen? Or a place to sell your clothes or your business. It's okay to support members of the church that have businesses. But I think church is church. Come on, somebody. And where the church is, the word needs to be manifested. Amen? Look what he says. And the scribes and the chief priests heard it and sought how they might destroy him, for they feared him because all the people was astonished by his teachings. Now watch this. When evening had come, he went out of the city. Now I want you to focus because this whole word is going to be put together. When evening had come, he went out of the city. Now in the morning, as they passed by, someone say, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree. What fig tree? There you go. Thank you, Benita. I'm glad you can understand the story. Because remember, they were on the way to worship and praise God in the temple. Jesus had an encounter with a fig tree that wasn't producing. And what did he say? Let's go back. He said, you shall never what? Whoops. For it's not the season. But what did he say? Let no one eat fruit from you ever again. And the disciples heard it. So now they go to the town and they want to worship God. And he finds that they're producing a store there or having things going on. And so now they come back through the city. He went out to the city. And now in the morning as they passed by, someone say the same way they came, they saw The fig tree. Read that last word there, Benita. And it was dried up. Someone say dried up from the roots. Y'all get that. And Peter, watch this, church. And Peter, remembering, said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away. That's pretty fast, right, church? Because it did say the next morning. So what I want you to understand and what I want you to get in your spirit this morning, if you're going to try to do anything this year without God, it will not prosper. Amen. Let me say that again. If you're trying to do something your way and not the way of the Lord, it shall not prosper. It might be okay for a season like this fig tree, but if God don't want you to do it, it's not going to happen. And Peter, remembering, said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has now what? Withered away. Now watch this. So Jesus said to them, someone say, have faith in God. That right there is a bold statement. Someone say, have faith in God. I don't care your circumstances. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care whether you have the money or not. It doesn't matter. You have to have faith in God. I want to focus on that just for a moment. Faith in God. Not in people. Not what they say about you. Not what they say about this church. Not what they say about your pastor. Not what they say about you. Not what they say about your circumstances. Because guess what? At the end of the day, all you have is God. Jesus said, how was it amazing? The disciples were amazed that the fig tree had withered away, because Jesus, I want you to understand this, Jesus can speak some stuff into existence even if you don't know how it's going to come. Come on, somebody. You don't know where it's coming from, but if you have faith in God and if you believe that he can do it, guess what? That what you speak, he can do as long as it's in agreement with Jesus. Come on, church. Jesus answered and said to them, simply have faith in God. Leave a chat on the comment this morning. Tap in and say, have faith in God. Look at your neighbor and say, have faith in God. For assuredly I say to you, here's what he says, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have, someone say he will have, whatever, what does it say, Ron? Let me take a script from my sports life. No, it won't take that long. So yesterday was a national championship, semi-playoffs. TCU versus Michigan. And Georgia versus Ohio State. Both games were phenomenal, by the way. I've never seen two games that come down to the last play of the game. Both games. One was a field goal that Ohio State missed. The other one was going to be a technical call of a targeting, but ended up fourth and whatever, and he dropped the ball, and TCU won. Okay? Last night on ESPN, when they interviewed the coach of TCU, Sonny Dykes, he said, what do you attribute your success? And they even said, beating Michigan, which nobody thought you would. He said, that's what they said, but not what we believed. Come on, somebody. Your circumstances can say, if TCU wanted to lose, all they had to do was believe that they're going to lose. But they didn't. They didn't care if it was, and it was really crazy. So TCU's enrollment is 12,000 students, right, Josh? What did Griffith say? 12,000 students, right? TCU. And it was quarter the size of Michigan University. So in other words, it's three times the size of TCU. TCU is a private college. Okay? You can't go there unless you have the money to pay. But other colleges have grants and all the other stuff. But TCU has to really be direct private. Hey, it's a private college. Or grants, or not grants, but scholarships. Yeah. And I wanted to bring that up because nobody in this United States of America thought that a little old school from Fort Worth, Texas, I have a facility that's right down the street from TCU, and I saw the banners the other day, bring it back to Texas. And everybody in this United States said TCU didn't have a chance. But let me get you to a place of believing. If you believe in yourself, you can have whatsoever you say. Jesus said, "For surely I say unto you, who whatever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done." Look what it says, church. He will have whatever he says. People tell me all the time, how are you going to get a new church? How are you going to remodel the building? How are you going to do this? You don't even have enough people to do what you have right now. I said, it's not me, it's God. God said it, I believe it, he spoke it, and it's going to come to pass. Come on, somebody. God will put people in your life that will find and give you favor to do his will. Come on, somebody. Watch this. Whatever, and this is why I said it's not so much when you start, it's how you're going to finish. Look at the next verse, because this is so important. Someone say, therefore, I say unto you, whatever things, someone say, whatever. Have an attitude, say, whatever. Whatever things you ask when you pray. Come on, somebody. When you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. One of the things that 2022 taught me is that loose lips sink the ships. Come on, somebody, say it with me. Say, loose lips sink the ships. 2023, people ain't going to know anything what Pastor Mike's doing other than maybe some devotionals, and that's it. My business and my business. Right? And we have a tendency of giving the enemy too much information. Because we think let me just give you a little education right quick, church. Not everybody that thinks you for you is for you. Not everybody you think is on your side is not on your side. And so we have to learn, watch this, to do what Jesus said. Therefore, I say unto you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Now look at this. And whatever you stand praying, here it is, and this is the point I want to drive home. If you have against anything, against anyone, forgive him. That your Father in heaven may also forgive your trespasses. Guys, we ain't got time to be hating on people. It's not good for you and it's not good for the kingdom. Doesn't mean you got to hang out with them and go have dinner and stuff with them, but you're not supposed to have any hate or anger or malice towards anyone. Someone said, no matter how bad they did you. Someone says, it's not where you start. How you finish. Let's look at the setting of the fig tree. The setting of the fig tree was a beginning of the journey for Jesus. He was trying to show them that everything that you speak of and everything you're trying to do, God hears. Come on, somebody. When you have a negative spirit and a negative attitude, everything that you're asking for. And let me tell you something. What's done in the dark will come to the light. Come on. Someone say, thank you, Jesus. Someone say, what's done in the dark will come to the light. I'm not going to worry about people no more. The Bible says, let them work out their own salvation with fear and trembling. But we have to learn, here it is, church, that what Jesus taught us. Here's what he says. I'll go back to the scripture. In Mark 11 and 25, whatever, someone say whatever, you stand praying, If you have against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive your trespasses. See, we have a tendency, church, watch this, to not want to do the right thing. We are 364 days away from New Year's. Pastor, we're just new. Today's New Year's. I'm telling you, we're 364 days away from, hopefully you have changed what you had purpose in your heart to change over the next 364 days. You know what I've learned, church? Is you can never get back the one that just passed, the days. You can never get back the time that you just lost. You can never change something that you didn't change unless you change it going forward. You can't go back and change what you did a year ago. Church, you can't. You can't go back and change what you did an hour ago. Once it's in time, it's stamped. Come on, somebody. And so we have to get into a place that, yes, this is a new beginning and it's New Year's, but I want us right now, someone say right now, focus on how we're going to end. Look at this. Mark 13 and 32. But of the day and the hour, no one knows. Not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. What he's talking about is his return. Nobody knows when he's coming. Nobody knows when he's coming. I don't know. Bishop T.D. Jakes don't know. Pastor Ricky Rush don't know. Nobody knows the day nor the hour that the heavens and angels only know. Not even the Son knows. But only the Father knows. Y'all, we spend so much time trying to worry about stuff that doesn't make a hill of beans, and your next step could be into glory. Trust me. I had 76 admissions last month for my new company, but I also had 72 deaths. Some people didn't get to see Christmas. Some people didn't get to see New Year's. You don't really comprehend how precious life is until something happens. Come on, somebody. Life is what you make of it. Someone say life is what you make of it. Let me go to a little history of the Bible for a minute. There are two types of figs talked about in the Bible. Someone say an early and a late. There's an early fig tree that bears in the beginning of the summer, and there's a late fig tree that bears going towards the winter. Jesus was between the seasons. Someone say Jesus was between the seasons. But the biggest problem that Jesus had with the fig tree, he was actually showing a teaching to his disciples that if you don't produce, watch this, church, then he has no need for you. That's really what his teaching is. And what do you mean produce, Pastor Mike? You have got to start sharing the love of God every day of your life. And you got to quit being ashamed that you're a believer. You got to talk about the ministry God put you in. You got to talk about the love of God. Because I'm telling you, we're in an hour and a day that people need Jesus more than ever. If you think about it, I was driving to church this morning and the streets were bare. I know a lot of churches had a New Year's Eve service last night. We chose not to. We're going to be here for the first day of the new year. But let's be honest with you. Let's be totally transparent with you. We have to come into a place. Watch this, church. People say, well, church doesn't have to be everything. No, but it's got to be something in your life. Look at this. Read that for me, somebody. Take heed, watch. Someone say, and pray. For you do not know when the time is. Take heed, watch, and pray. Once again, that's what I'm talking about. It's how you finish. We have to start today thinking about the direction God wants us to go with the ministry, the church, with our own personal lives. I know y'all have got some personal things going on. We've already started the year off with some struggles for Dawn and her family. There's some things she's got to deal with. There's some things that all of us are dealing with. Let me tell you something. Those things are going to come. Problems are going to come. But we can't let our problems overtake the direction God has us. We cannot focus so much on what we're going through and forget about what God wants us to do. Come on, somebody. Because the most important thing, listen to me, the most important thing is knowing that God is still going to bless us. Watch this, church. He says, here's what happens. It's like a man going to a far-off country who left his house and gave authority to his servants to each of his work and command the doorkeeper to keep watch. Watch this. Watch, therefore, for you do not know when the master of the house... Look at this, church. He's saying... You don't know when the master of the house is coming. In the evening, at midnight, or the crowing of the rooster, or in the morning. You know, Josh's dad, I get up, make my bed every morning. Make sure there's no dirty dishes in the sink. Josh has to sleep on the couch. So you need to get up, put the blanket back on the couch, put the pillows back, and he always says, he goes, nobody's coming. Why do we have to clean all the time? I say, you never know. Come on, somebody. He said, no, Dad, you're just so particular about my house, or your house. I'm not particular about my house. I don't know if someone's going to show up. Are you saying you can show up, Pastor Mike? No, don't show up my house unannounced. Come on, somebody. But you have to be ready. Someone say you have to be ready to entertain. Or when the master of, that's what he's saying. He goes, it's like this, guys. Oh, I'm not going to pray today because guess what? I know Jesus ain't coming today. Right? Oh, I don't need to go. You know what? I don't need to go to church today. I know it's 1-1-2023. And you know what? I know they'll be there next week. We don't know. I'm learning this year. And I was talking to somebody last night about it. I understand making plans is important, but how many of y'all, when you make plans, sometimes 99% of the time they change? In the industry that me and Ron are in, I cannot make plans for anything. I never tell a patient, see you next week or see you next time. I look at them and I say, the Lord wills. It's not that I don't want to plan. It's the fact that we don't know what God has. Come on, somebody. So he says, we have to be ready. Someone say, we have to be ready for when the Lord returns. Watch this. This is going to blow your mind how the Lord showed me this. Lest coming suddenly, read that, Benita. He finds you sleeping. See, he's not talking about a physical sleep. He's also talking about a spiritual sleep. Some of us are just going through the motions. I'll get just enough Jesus to get me through. Come on, somebody. Lest coming suddenly, he finds you asleep. You see, we cannot hear God speaking to us if we're not focused on what he wants us to hear. Lest coming suddenly, he finds you asleep. Now watch this. And what I say to you, I say to all, someone say, watch. Watch. But now I want to focus on why God, watch this, church, gave me 1-1-2023. As I was praying and asking the Lord to change the name of the church, and when he wanted us to launch the new name, just because we're not in a new building and the website and all that stuff will be done this week and we'll have a full change in about 2 weeks. Why the new direction? And here's what he showed me. In Galatians 5:22, I want you to write these down in order. Get a piece of paper, put in your Bible, I don't care, but write it down, okay? But the fruit of the Spirit, someone say, is love. Write down love, which is number one. You have an iPhone, you have a phone, put it in there, okay? Those online, get a piece of paper and a pen, because this is going to be so important how I break this down to you. So the first fruit of the Spirit is love. Someone say love. Tina Turner said, what's love got to do with it? A whole lot. Okay? The first fruit of the Spirit, someone say, is love. Write the next word down, joy. A lot of people go around without joy in their life. How about peace? Bible says he'll give you the peace that passes all understanding. Long-suffering. Some of us don't like to do long-suffering, but long-suffering is a fruit of the Spirit. Okay? Someone say kindness. Goodness. The next one is faithfulness. The next one is gentleness. And the last one, read the last one, Ron. And read the rest of Scripture. So love is one. Joy is two. Peace is three. Long-suffering is four. Kindness is five. Goodness is six. Faithfulness is seven. Gentleness is eight. Self-control is nine. I'll go back. Love is one. Joy is two. Peace is three. Long-suffering is four. Kindness is five. Goodness is six. Faithfulness is seven. Gentleness is eight. Self-control is nine. This is against this, there is no such law. So I'd ask myself, what is nine so important in the Bible? Or what is nine so important that God keeps giving me nine? If you look at the launch of the service, it's 1-1-2023. If you take away the zero in 2023 because it has no value, add those numbers up. What do they add up to, y'all? Benita, you got a pen and paper. Add it up for me. Okay? 1 + 1 + 2 + 2 + 3. What is that, Benita? Nine. If you look at John 4:4, what he gave me to launch the new church, 4 + 1 is what? +4. Y'all understand where I'm going with this? Everything he's doing has to do with what we're supposed to become. We're supposed to have the fruits of the Spirit as believers. We're supposed to do these things. If we do these things, we will draw people. If we don't do any of these things, no one wants to be around us. We don't need to get on TV and advertise the church. That would be nice. We need to do flyers, but all the marketing and all of this would never replace this. If we produce this, come on, someone say this. Nine. So I was looking at the Bible. Okay? Fruits of the Spirit, love. Read number one for me. Whoever, love. What does it say? Wow. It's a question for you. I can say I love you, but can't stand you. Do others feel loved by you? Judged by you? I'm guilty of that sometimes. Do they look forward to being with you? Or do they avoid you? Do you give to others your time, talent, and treasures out of love? Read joy for me, Benita. How are you? I'm fine. You doing good today? Yeah, bye. Complaining. We have some complainers around us. Come on, somebody. Complaining and grumbling. Look, me and Josh got into a tiff the other day. Because all he does is complain about where we're living. I don't like it over here. And I said, you know what? You don't have to be here. But I have to. I got a roof over my head for me and my dogs. I got about 6 more months before I can get serious about finding a house. Come on, somebody. But you know what? It may not be what I want right now, but thank God I'm not on the streets. Come on, somebody. Smiling or frowning, complaining and grumbling, or hopeful and spilling over with joy. Listen to me. If people see you down, they're going to be down. It's contagious. And I don't want you to be fake. Like if I came up to you, hey, Don, how are you doing? God bless you. It's a good. You'd be like, Pastor Mike, that's not you. I have a different way of spreading my joy. My way of spreading my joy is I'm not that touchy-lovey kind of feeling guy. Maybe got to work on that this year. But mine is that you know I would take the shirt off my back for you. And if I could possibly do it, you know I would. Come on, somebody. I give of myself in other ways. Okay? Smiling or frowning, complaining and grumbling, or hopeful and spilling over with joy. That's a fruit of the Spirit. That's part of the 9. Read peace for me, Anna. People ask me all the time, what about the building? What about? I don't know about the building. When he tells me, then I'll tell you. No, the understanding that God's in control. Okay. That you ain't worried about it. Listen to me, we ain't worried about it. We'll show up here as long as we can. And then when we can't, we'll find another option, right, Ron? If the building's not ready, we'll there's always another option. Come on, somebody. Big parking lot, amen. We worry about stuff. Listen to me. One of the things, and I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, there's certain things you can control and certain things you can't control. Jesus said, I want something to eat. And the tree said, there's nothing on there. So Jesus said, fine, if you don't give me nothing to eat, you ain't going to feed anybody else. Anxious and worried is not from the Lord. The Bible says God does not give us a spirit of fear, but of a sound mind and sound body. Come on, somebody. I'm making some tough decisions with some of the companies. Ron knows I stepped away from one. I'm about to step away from another. Well, I did step away from two just seeing patients, but it's a new direction in my life. Anxious or worried, calm and confident that God is totally in control. Do you know the peace that passes all understanding? All right? Read patience for me, Josh. I need to work on that one. Patience. Okay? Urgent, in a hurry, running late. Do delays and interruptions drive you nuts? Absolutely. For me, they do. Or do you see them, watch this, church, or do you see them as an opportunity for God to do his best work? Patience. I don't have patience sometimes. That's the truth. God needs to teach me patience. Read kindness for me, Don. Kindness. How do you treat those who are the last, least? Huh? How what kind of kindness do you have? Like, seriously, are you kind? Like, what, you know what's crazy is this morning, y'all, just yesterday, we come home and there's two babies this big. They're just loose. Puppies, but this big. They're black labs just running around. And I and Josh, I'm like, oh my God, that's so. And then this morning, the littlest one, I don't know where the other one, I hope the other one didn't get hit or whatever, but the littlest one was by my car again. I was like, oh. And he goes, why do you get like that? I said, because it's like, it's sad. I don't know why people get dogs and let them, babies run around. And it's right by the freeway. So I'm hoping and praying that they don't get hit, you know? And I'm like, it's horrible. And Josh goes, what are you going to do? Bring them into the yard, Dad? And I said, I don't need two more dogs, but they're this big and this tall. They're like little puppy black labs. Just running around, right, Josh? But pretty small, but puppies, right? And I'm like, how does someone do that? Like, how do you get a dog and just like let him run around? And they're skinny as can be, so they probably haven't eaten. I don't need no more dogs. Yeah, and so I'm like, you know, I'm. That's kindness, right? That's kindness. Yeah. Anybody want two dogs? Come to my house. They're in the alley. They're there. Two puppies. But how do you treat people? What kindness do you have? Yeah. 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 Kindness. What is kindness? Do you love animals or cower from them, or do you stay away? How do you treat children? Are you kind or crappy? Okay. I'll be the first to tell you, I'm not a baby person. Like, they get to be where they can walk and talk and I don't have to change diapers. I'm cool with that. Amen. But I couldn't hold no baby. Like, it's not, maybe I need to work on that, right? But in my older age, I love kids. Kids are great. But if they're going to stay with me, they got to walk, they got to talk, they got to go to the bathroom on their own. Yeah. What about this next one, guys? Goodness. Do you hold the high moral ground without making others feel like lowlifes? Do you put others' needs ahead of your own? It's a question. I'm just asking you some questions as we get to the end of this. Nine fruits of the Spirit. Faithfulness. Do you keep your word? Or are you maybe a kind of person? Do others know that they can't count on you? Read gentleness, Anita. Okay. Last one for me, Mom. Anita, read the last one, self-control. Which brings me to the close of this whole, how you start, it's also how you finish. I looked up nine in the Bible. It is used 49 times. The number nine symbolizes divine completeness or conveys the meaning of what? Finality. Christ died at hour nine of the day or 3 p.m. to make the way of salvation to open everyone. The Day of Atonement, means Yom Kippur, is the only one of the God's annual feast days of worship that requires believers to fast for one day. And so what does that mean? We have to have this year for the Living Waters Church absolute reconciliation with God and whoever he wants to send our way. It's the year of atonement. Nine represents a completion of one stage and a beginning of another. Why is it was so important? 1-1-2023, because this represents a chapter closing on one, but a new beginning for another. Come on, somebody. Nine represents atonement and reconciliation. I don't know who's listening this morning, who's online, but those in the sanctuary this morning, I will tell you that God told me this year we have to obey him regardless what anybody else thinks. You want your house saved? Be praying they get saved. And I don't mean just be praying. You don't miss church. You come to church even when they don't want to. You pray for their salvation. You pray for their breakthrough. You pray that they will get right with the Lord or accept Christ as their personal Savior. Come on, somebody. Because if we're going to be believers, we can't just talk it. We have to walk it. Come on, somebody. We have to be faithful before he'll be faithful. God told me, as I was preparing this message last night, that we have to act like today, and we have to follow up every single day of our life. I am so blessed, someone say so blessed, to know that God is going to take care of me in 2023. I don't know where he exactly has for me, but I do know it's going to be good. Why? Because I'm claiming it into existence. Come on, somebody. Amen. Nothing, someone say nothing, is impossible for God. But you have to be willing and able, watch this, to complete the journey until December 31st, 2023. Yeah. I'm going all the way to the end of the year. Will stuff happen? Someone say amen. Will things change? Someone say. Is there going to be lifestyle change? Things going to happen? Yes. But you have to stay on the path. Someone say stay on the path. Guys, nine is atonement. Atonement, reconciliation. It is the year that God is going to reconcile everything back to him. But are you willing to do what Jesus said? Anybody who's going to build a house would sit down and count the cost first. Listen to me. Everybody's different. But we all have to learn to adjust one way or the other. Come on, somebody. We have a lot of work ahead of us, church. We have a building that's about 4 miles away, 3.5 miles, 4 miles away, that it's going to take some blood, sweat, and tears to make it look like a church. Me and Benita walked in there 2 weeks ago, and yeah, if you saw it now, I'd be like, there's no way this could be our church. It's going to take some work. It's going to take some hours. It's going to take some time after work to work there till 8, 9 o'clock at night maybe sometimes to paint, to clean, and to do some stuff. Someone say it's going to take some money. Uh-oh, don't get quiet. I saw the church mouse run through there right now, amen? It's going to take money. It's going to take sacrifices, maybe not going out to eat so much because the church needs to buy this, the cheater to do this. Come on, somebody. It's going to take a sacrifice. It's going to take a sacrifice for me and my family. I'm already given above and beyond my tithes. But God said there's some things that I want you to purchase, not the church. Me purchase for the church. We're going to bring up some things that we need. And I'm going to ask some people to join with me to help me buy some things. One of the things I already looked at, Benita already knows, is going to be about $530. It's going to be a new pulpit. Yes. It's going to be a custom pulpit with our logo on it. It's a plexiglass one. I showed it to you, right, Benita? No, I'll send it to you. $530. Someone say, no, I don't want to hear the amount. Come on. We're going to make that new church look like what God wants it to look like. Come on, somebody. And he's going to anoint and he's going to bless it. We have an opportunity to reach a lot of people next door to us at that blood donating center. Okay? There's a gym. There's all kinds of stuff there. A place of outreach. See, we've been in here for 3 years not knowing someone's here. But when we get over there, we're going to be able to advertise. We're going to have a marquee out front. And, you know, on North Carrier Parkway, man, there's thousands of cars that go through there every day. Come on, somebody. But are we going to be serious what God's about to give us? Or are we just going to say, well, you know, Pastor Mike, I would, but no, I don't want to hear no excuses. What I want to hear is God is going to do it. You got to ask yourself a question, church. Ron's going to share in just a minute before I close. Are we going to be serious about how we're going to end? Are we going to be serious about taking the first day of the new year and having a vision? The Bible says, write the vision and make it plain so they that read it can run with it. Let's not just go through the motions like we did in 2022. We're going to have practice as soon as we're in a new building. If you want to be part of the worship team, we're going to set a time and we're going to go and that's it. That's the day we have practice. If you can't practice, sorry, maybe when your schedule gets better, you can join the worship team down the road. We're going to have prayer for leadership at 9:45, not 9:50. Not 9:54, at 9:45 when we get into the new building, we're going to have intercession prayer who's ever in leadership in this ministry. Come on, somebody. We're going to be faithful over the Center of Hope this year. Every first Tuesday, which we're going this Tuesday, we're going to do the Center of Hope. We're going to get resources together to have outreaches. If we can't do a full outreach, we're going to have a Saturday. We're just going to get together and we're going to go pray in the park and we're going to bring some food or whatever and we're just going to give people a handout. We're going to have the blood donation center. We're going to evangelize out there. We can't make excuses. Well, I'm waiting for them to come. Waiting for them to come? They don't know we're here. They don't know we're here. The Living Waters Church. Out, flow out. That's right, Benita, flow out. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. It's not only where you start. It's how you finish. Someone say, today is the beginning of the race. Let's finish it throughout the year. I dare you to give him a praise offering right now. Come on. Hallelujah. Ron, I know you want to share something. Okay.
We appreciate Pastor Mike for his word. Isn't it a great way to start off the year? That's now how you start, but how you finish. It'd be like taking half a bath. I'll just stop right there. You know? I'm going to read a couple of things real quick, and this is regarding the altar call and some needs are out there.